insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. Welcome again to another of our programs, and thank you for joining. Inshallah, we hope to be able to benefit from a few more of the verses of the Holy Quran. First, let's hear the verses.
Ya Bani Israel, اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأني فضلتكم على العالمين. واتقوا يوما لا تجزي نفس عن نفس شيئا ولا يقبل منها شفاعة ولا يؤخذ منها عدل ولا هم ينصرون.
We arrived at verse 47, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, continuing the topic of Bani Israel and addressing the Jewish nation, says, يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلُ اُذْكُرُوا نِعْمَتِيَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَأَنِّي فَضَّلْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. O children of Israel, remember my blessings which I bestowed upon you, and that I gave you an advantage over all nations. Interestingly, this verse, the point, one major point that is included in this verse has been repeated twice in only a number of verses. And as we shall read, inshallah, the verses that will follow are an expansion of this point. That is, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders Bani Israel, the children of Israel, to remember the blessings that He bestowed upon them. We mentioned this before, that this is a very, very important thing to do. In our lives, we really tend to forget the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us, has blessed us with. And this is very dangerous. Forgetting the blessings will cause us to forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to disobey Him, and that will cause us to go astray and live a life that's not worth living in this life and the hereafter. There's numerous verses in the Holy Quran indicating this issue. That's why in this verse, which as was mentioned in a previous verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the same point, He re-emphasizes that remember my blessing, so that maybe if you remember, you will be guided. Because as we know, these verses were addressed to the tribes, the Jewish tribes living in Medina. They had come there to welcome the coming of the last prophet that was promised to them. However, when the Holy Prophet arrived in Medina and called for people to believe in him, these people actually rejected. So these are being addressed to them so that they may remember the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that will cause them to be guided. One other point that's mentioned in this verse is that وَأَنِّي فَضَّلْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ, and I gave you an advantage over all nations. Sometimes we hear the Jewish tribes, especially, or the Jews of today, the Jewish people, mentioning such claims as we have been given the promised land of what they call Israel, or what was originally called Palestine is actually Palestine. They have claimed that this was our promised land. They have in their books that we are chosen people. We will not be going to hell. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or God, has treats us special because we are His people and things like that. Is this verse actually referring to those claims, and is it approving of what is being said there? As some may even try to use such verses to indicate that. This verse is in no way trying to mention or approve of anything like that. There's verses in Surah Baqarah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the same people, saying that if you are these treated special, if you are going to be dealt with in a different manner on the day of judgment, and when you leave this world, you're only going to be in blessings and in paradise, and nobody else is going to be treated like you, then why don't you wish death? Why don't you wish that you leave this life of misery and enter a life that is going to be only blessings and only fun and enjoyment? So that's not what the verse is referring to. What the verse is referring to is that so many blessings were given to you, O tribes. So many prophets were sent. The Anbiya of Bani Israel are countless. All these messengers were sent. All these special gifts were given to you people. And yet, you are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the pretext, or this verse is a pretext to mentioning this, that look, we gave you so many blessings, yet instead of accepting God, accepting His words, being obedient to Him, you've actually decided that you want to disobey Him. So this is what the verse is trying to refer to.
La ilaha illallah, al-malik al-haq al-mubin. La ilaha illallah, al-malik al-haq al-mubin. La ilaha illallah, al-malik al-haq al-mubin. La ilaha illallah. لا إله إلا الله الملك الحق المبين لا إله إلا الله الملك الحق المبين.
Verse 48, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا لَا تَجْزِي نَفْسٌ عَنْ نَفْسٍ شَيْئًا وَلَا يُقْبَلُ مِنْهَا شَفَاعَةٌ وَلَا يُؤْخَذُ مِنْهَا عَدْلٌ وَلَا هُمْ يُنصَرُونَ. Beware of the day, or it should be, and beware of the day, when no soul shall compensate for another, neither any intercession shall be accepted from it, nor any ransom shall be received from it, nor will they be helped. This is again addressing the people of Bani Israel. Of course, as we mentioned on numerous occasions, these addresses to a particular people are not only to those people. They are for us to learn. That's why they are in the Holy Quran. Otherwise, they would be given as direct addresses to those people and not mentioned in the Holy Quran. These are for us to learn. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts with, O people, or O children of Israel, remember the blessings that I bestowed upon you. The next command is, beware of the day. Beware of the day of judgment. Now, the description that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives in this verse of the day of judgment is very interesting. We're going to have to get into some details here. One point is, he says, لا تجزي نفس عن نفس شيئا, when no soul shall compensate for another. No one can take anyone else's place in punishment or in the blessings and the rewards that they will get. This is something that we are used to in this life. We are used to, because this is not absolute justice. We don't have absolute justice here. In a system where you have courts, you have judges, you have people applying to a court, the court may even sentence one to punishment. In this setting, in this worldly setting, okay, there are cases where sometimes legally, sometimes illegally, you can have someone else take the punishment for you. You can pay the court. You can buy the judge. You can buy the jury. You can do all of that. You can have someone else pay for your, like, an insurance. Okay, the insurance company. I actually had the accident. It was my fault, but I pay for the insurance. The insurance pays for me. Oh, all right. Or if I'm driving my dad's car, I have the accident. It's all my fault, but he ends up paying for me. Or my friend may pay for me. So we have these instances where we've done a wrong deed. We've done something wrong, but we don't actually pay for it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that's for this world. That's for this life. In the hereafter, you don't have any of that. Every person is going to be responsible for every single deed that they have done. There's no way out. I can't ask anyone to take it for me. There is going, even if they wanted to, which they will never want to take punishment for me, for anybody else, because that punishment is so severe, can't even imagine it. But even if they wanted to, it would not be possible. That's just the way that world works. The punishment that we get in that life is what we've deserved through the actions. It's not like what we have in this life, that you do something, you get a reward, that it's like a contract. If you do this, you get this much reward. If you do this, then you're going to get this much tax cuts. If you do that in a race, you're going to get this much. If you have an accident in this way, you're going to be punished in that way. If you have, you know, if you stab someone like this, this is the punishment you're going to get. These are all social contract. It's a law. People have decided that they're going to give this much punishment to a certain act. In the hereafter, that's not how it works. In the hereafter, the way it works is, according to the verses of the Holy Quran, the actions are going to be such that they are the cause of what we receive in the hereafter. They are like the fuel, truly, not metaphorically, the fuel of the fire that will burn us. Inshallah, we hope to explain the following passages of this verse, inshallah, in the next session. And we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enables us to refrain from things that would cause us to be worried or be in trouble, be punished on that day. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya sattar al-uyub, ya ghaffar al-dhunub, ya sattar al-uyub, ya ghaffar al-dhunub, ya allam al-ghuyub, ya kashaf al-kurub, ya دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوب فعفوك مطلوب
يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوب فعفوك مطلوب
يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب يا علام الغيوب يا كشاف الكروب يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوب فعفوك مطلوب.